This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. NATO has said it would warmly welcome Finland and Sweden as members should they consider applying. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At a news conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said if the two European states go through with an application, it would not take long for their memberships to be made official.
We are in dialogue with Finland and Sweden, and it's their decision. But if they decide to apply, Finland and Sweden will be warmly welcomed and expect the process to go quickly.
Stoltenberg's remarks came as public support in Finland and Sweden for NATO membership mounts in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Media speculation in the two countries suggests the two might apply in mid-May. Stoltenberg also warned Russia against bullying the two nations into not applying.
When Russia tries in a way to threaten to intimidate Finland and Sweden from not applying, it just demonstrates how Russia is not respecting the basic right of every nation to choose its own path.
I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden asked Congress on Thursday to approve $33 billion in additional aid for Ukraine to help it resist invading Russian forces over the next 5 months. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed legislation aimed at getting military assistance to Ukraine faster. The White House said the new $33 billion spending plan would include more than $20 billion in new weaponry and military assistance, $8.5 billion in economic aid, and the rest would go toward humanitarian aid and food programs. Later in the day, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act by a vote of 417 to 10. The Senate had already